Hi, wonderful listeners. Welcome back to the Lives of Courage podcast. I'm Jessica Stong, your host and guide on this journey towards understanding and mastering your own well-being. Today, we're addressing a topic that's particularly close to the hearts of many of you out there, and me in particular as well. And this is burnout, especially how it affects working women. And perhaps you found yourself multitasking between all the things, the work deadlines, the dinners. You're feeling guilty, or you might have felt guilty about not being present enough, either at work or at home, or you can't do both. You might be on the path to burnout, and I am here for you. This podcast is for you. Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion that creeps in when we're trying to juggle too many responsibilities without adequate support and time for ourselves. And we're going to talk about what that looks like and what that feels like. And it's especially important because in our culture, where being perpetually busy is often seen as a symbol of success and like you've made it. And really the ways in which we prove, and I'm saying this in air quotes, prove our worth, it's crucial for us to recognize that managing our health, and that's our emotional health, is just as important as meeting a work deadline, organizing one of a thousand family events. You fill in the blank of all the things that we have to do. So today I want to discuss not only the signs of burnout, but also protective strategies, proactive strategies to manage and prevent it. We'll also explore how to maintain a balance that respects both your career professional ambitions and the joys of family life without sacrificing your well-being. So if you are a woman feeling the pull between your job and, you know, managing all that is required there and your home life. I always say, like, I feel like the CEO of my business and the CEO of my home. If you're trying to prevent that overwhelming tide of exhaustion, this episode is tailored just for you. So let's dive deep into understanding how to nurture your goals, your professional and family needs, while also taking care of your own health and happiness. How to live with joy when joy doesn't feel accessible to us. So as we dive deeper into today's topic, let's specifically, I want to really focus in or hone in into the unique challenges faced by working moms in particular, because that's my experience. Women who are advancing their careers, maybe they're running their own businesses, but also running a home and wanting to feel like they matter in all areas, that they are worth it, that their needs matter. It's a juggling act that requires incredible skill and often leads to burnout if not managed correctly. And so, well, we're just going to get to, the clients that I've seen and continue to see, that they come to me with these beautiful stories of pain and overwhelm and the other side of that and what is available to us. I always say this, what is burnout? Burnout is more than an occasional feeling of exhaustion or being overwhelmed. It's a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion that you feel in your bones, sweet friends. It's caused by excessive and prolonged stress. And we're going to get into that. And it manifests when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet ongoing demands. Like you feel it all on your shoulders. And over time, the motivation you once felt to do the things that you really led you to take on your role with enthusiasm, it diminishes. And so you're left with a sense and feeling of stagnation, yes, but that's when real disillusionment sets in. And that's when we start to feel like, I don't feel like myself. And these, I want to talk about the signs of burnout, because you might be wondering, am I burnt out? I could be, I don't know. But I want to first talk about the emotional signs. So you start to feel increased feelings of doubt, a sense of isolation, like I'm doing it all on my own. I'm the only one. If the thought occurs to you, I'm the only one who can do this, we've got, and it, that might be the truth, but I mean, that is, that thought right there leads a lot of women to burnout. Loss of motivation, general dissatisfaction with life. Emotionally, you might feel detached from your home, from your family members, the people around you, from your work. And this, you start getting this sense of like cynicism, a sense of ineffectiveness. We're going to behavioral signs, but you're getting there with me. You're irritated. The physical signs for burnout is those chronic stress symptoms, like physical symptoms like headache, muscle tension, where your shoulders are up to your ears, you can feel it, fatigue, disrupted sleep. You might find yourself more susceptible to illnesses like colds and flus due to a weakened immune system. I know this deeply and have my own story of burnout when I was trying to do all the things and was in school. We're going to get to that. If we have time, I always need to say if we have time, because often you guys know I have a general outline and then I run out of time and promise something and then don't get there. But I also want to talk about behavioral signs of burnout. This causes changes in behavior that we need to be aware of. This might include withdrawing, like from, maybe it's from with responsibilities, isolating yourself from others, procrastinating, using food, alcohol to cope. Work performance also declines and you feel less capable of maintaining a productive work routine. And you might not feel burnout, but you might know someone that have a few of these signs. And I want to quickly, before we get into actual stories, I want to talk about the impact of burnout, because burnout not only affects your personal well-being and health, but it also impacts your professional life and relationships. It leads to decreased productivity. As I said, you might, if you are like me, I'm like, I give up. I'm not going to do it at all. So I'm absent on social media, or you might be absent from work. It is significantly affect your career and personal life satisfaction. And in the long run, unaddressed burnout can lead to severe mental health issues like depression and anxiety disorders. It can lead to those. I always say, come talk to me, talk to a coach before you need very intensive mental health therapy. Therapeutic services. Like, let's get at the root of burnout before you get to the point of depression and anxiety. We're going to prevent this. So I want to really think about what it looks like for working women. Maybe for me, for me, it is I feel guilt over not being present enough or not being enough. And that is like, I'm not a good enough mom. I'm not a good enough partner for my children. I'm not even, my business isn't even doing well. I'm not hitting professional targets. That's what burnout looked for me. Common signs are increased irritability. I know that is my go-to. We always look for, with clients, I always identify, what are your warning signs? Those, you know, in my car, it's so annoying, but if I go out of a lane, instead of like vibrating, it beeps at me loudly and aggressively if I go out of lane. But we need those lane assist things for us as women, for us as people? How do we know when we are going out of our lane of mental health into chaos or rigidity and burnout? For me, it's irritability always. It is feeling tired despite sleep, or a sense of detachment from work and family activities that I used to enjoy. And that is, we talk about this, and I'm very clear about this, because sometimes you need both mental health therapy and you also need emotional coaching. So there are, you know, there is a way, and for someone, you know, I have a graduate degree in psychology, so I'm able to navigate those. I don't know. Nope, that's all we're going to say. I was going to go into, you need to be clear about who you work with so that they can help you understand what the differences of, like, not enjoying the activities you want. Is this depression? Is this anxiety? Or is this just, you know, the beginnings of an adjustment disorder that we can start to target with their, like, coaching interventions versus therapy? So what can you do, sweet friends? I know you're ready for the yeah, enough talk, but let's get to what I can do. And of course, you know, tip number one will be setting boundaries. This is crucial for your sanity, and it's not easy. And we're going to talk in another podcast about setting boundaries, because it is so necessary. And I need to remember that we're going to talk about that. But for example, let me give you a quick example. You could set specific hours, and I have a client that does this right now, and make it a rule not to answer your emails or calls during dinner time, during homework time, during family outings. This helps protect your personal time and mental space. That even looks like not answering or not checking the Instagrams or whatever you might do. And oftentimes we use that as a way to disengage because we're feeling overwhelmed, or at least I use it as a way to disengage because I'm feeling overwhelmed. Sarah, not her real name. I'm going to say she is a graphic designer, but she's a mother of two. She shared with me on Instagram how she designates work blocks and family blocks in her day. And so these are strict times when she solely focuses on work or family, which helps her manage her responsibilities without overlap. And we know overlap happens, but trying to be extra cognizant, extra intentional about what that looks like. And she really, those structured day time blocks really helps her maintain those clear boundaries. And there is so much we can say about boundaries here, but we're just going to stick with that because I have other tips that I want to get to, but you can think about those boundaries. And that also applies the opposite way of, like, family time doesn't bleed into work time. Think of all the ways that that plays out. The next tip I have for you is, these are all tips that we know that seem self-evident, but I need to say them because often we forget. I'm feeling burnt out. I'm like, I do not prioritize self-care because ain't nobody got time for that, right? And so what I use a coach for is to say, okay, when have you prioritized your own self-care? I know you preach that to others. I know you believe it's cognitively important, but when it comes to your heart, how are you nourishing yourself? How are you taking care of yourself? What is it that you need? And for some of you, daily devotion time she commits to. Someone else has a Sunday morning yoga practice that she commits to, rain or shine. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't rain inside, but you get the point. Many of these people that replied back when I asked the question on Instagram said that it really helps them. It's their way of recharging. And this might be daily. It, you know, I do a thought download. That's my daily way of recharging. It might be once a week because that's all the time you have. And that time is precious. It might be a 20-minute walk alone. I did this because walking the dogs even felt like, God, I've got to like do this again. So it's not even that. It might be waking up before the kids wake up and doing something or scheduling a weekly coffee meetup with a friend to decompress. Think of all the ways and the way in which self-care and soul care might look for you. And it's going to look differently for everyone out there. Oh, tip number three is seeking support. I cannot stress this enough that support is key. And when you are on the verge of burnout, your brain is going to tell you you don't have any support. But I want you to think of ways that you could find support. It might look like setting up a carpool system for school runs where you and your partner and perhaps another friend take turns. It might be, not cooking one day a week and being okay with that. It might think of all the ways. It might be hiring help in various areas of your life. Laura, not her real name again, who runs her own business from home, she shared how outsourcing house cleaning was the game changer for her. But she also, I thought this was genius, involved the kids in meal prep or involved others in meal prep. And that saved time, but also taught others that we are all responsible. As I hit my microphone stand because I'm so passionate about this, that we are all responsible for the work of the house. It's not just on me. And we talk about that and what that looks like because it feels like it's all on us. It's okay to lean on others. I love this, that it's okay to even lean on little ones for their support and their participation. And that looks very messy and not the way I think it should look, but there we have it. We're practicing and we're teaching people how to treat us. I also need to, I didn't think about this. I'm going to be honest because I included, like a physical walk, in self-care, but I heard this time and time again in Instagram stories that incorporating physical activity, which we know is good for not only your physical health, but your emotional well-being, is key for women. It doesn't have to be a gym session. You could dance in the kitchen while making dinner or play tag or play hide and seek outside with your kids. That counts too. Julie uses this time. She does dances with her kids and she'll even post about them, which are super remember in the olden days of the pandemic when people were doing cute, adorable dance routines with their children. And I just found that so, first off, my family apparently doesn't have any coordination, but it was really these, and this woman who I think I called, Julie, it's staying active, staying connected, bonding, which she found very meaningful to manage her stress levels and her overwhelm. And it was just like that burst of physical activity that mattered. We're also talking about using tech wisely. That's my last tip. And this, again, is another one that I personally didn't think of. But when people brought it up in the Instagram, I was like, absolutely. Apps that help us organize tasks or set reminders, But we are very mindful of screen time and what screen time does to our brains, especially modeling it if you're around children. But we're learning to set boundaries and create tech-free zones and times. That is beneficial for the whole family. That is healthy modeling. I also think about project management tools. Someone had messaged me about the way that she organized her week was in Trello. I use Asana. I use it for both professional tasks and personal tasks, family tasks. So I need to get out of my brain what's swirling around and get it onto paper. And I see this all the time with clients that come to me and they're like, I'm holding all of these things and something's going to fall. And absolutely, we cannot keep in our brain all the things that we're doing. We've got to get it out of our brains and out somewhere. That might be paper, that might be tech. What is up to you? It's so funny. I was explaining to someone that I am currently testing out. I have a 14-day free trial. I'll report back on a AI bot that helps you schedule family household things. And last night it told me to make dinner and I was super annoyed. And so it was just hysterical to see how I reacted to someone telling me what to do, even if it was a robot. So I love these strategies. I thought these were real world example, from women just like us, just like you, were so helpful. And I hope that they inspire you to implement changes that can lead really to a healthier, more balanced life. It's all about our own emotional health. Remember, it's about making small, manageable adjustments, changes that collectively make a significant impact on your well-being and prevent burnout. Okay, so I want to remind you, if you have not listened to the podcast last week, we talked about the way that we sabotage our success. And one of those is like, I'm going to do everything differently. Well, nope, we're going to make small changes over time. So you're going to pick one of these and you are going to just baby step it. The challenge this week, the courage challenge this week is to pick either prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, and just do one thing this week. That's it. We're not going to do 7 days. We're just going to do one thing to prevent burnout before it starts. Oh, so as we begin, because you know it's hard for me to wrap up conversations, but as we are wrapping up this conversation on burnout and prevention, especially for you, I see you. You might be a woman out there managing career, your home life. You, please hear me. You are not alone in this journey. Every small step you take towards setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, seeking support, staying active, using technology wisely contributes significantly to your well-being, your resilience, and really the sense that you can take control and be in charge. This isn't just about preventing burnout. It's creating a life filled with joy and peace and fulfillment. And I just hope that you understand that. It's about showing up as the best version of yourself for your family, for yourself first, for your family and for your work. And most importantly, it's about setting an example for others. And no, not most importantly, but like important to this, I always want to be an example of what is possible. But how we're learning how to balance life's demands with grace and strength, it's not what we do, but it's who we are. And when we understand that, we get to get out of the rat race. So I have a special invitation. I want you to download a free guide that I've just discussed right now, but it's packed, of course, with more exciting and detailed strategies and tips for helping you manage your daily stresses. It's a resource designed for you in mind, ensuring that you have the right support and information needed to navigate all the challenges and what comes when we're trying to do all the things. You can find the link in the episode description, and I'm so excited for you to just read it. I want to hear what you think of it, of course, and maybe the one thing that you do this week, you decide to just download the darn guide. So, it's not a darn guide. I don't know why I said that. But if you feel like you also need more tailored help, remember I'm here for you. As a self-disclosed burnout prevention coach, I work one-on-one with women just like you to develop personalized strategies that fit your unique strategies, not someone else's. It's not a cut and paste. It's coming from 20 years of work. Together, we can ensure that you are equipped not only to prevent burnout, but to thrive in the areas of your life that you choose to thrive in, that you don't just survive, but you thrive. So here we go. Don't forget, please, to subscribe to the Lives of Podcast if you haven't already, and join our community where we continue to explore very important topics and varied topics like today's, and we share real life stories and solutions that inspire and empower. You can also follow us on social media at Lives of Courage for daily tips and support. So thank you for joining me today from the bottom of my heart. I'm so grateful. Remember that taking care of yourself isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. You are worth the effort it takes to live a balanced and fulfilling life. You are worth it, my sweet friend. So let's continue this journey together, embracing courage in every step we take. So until next time, sweet friends, stay curious. That was hard for me. Stay courageous and take care of yourselves and each other. I love you all. Thanks so much. Bye.